How you doing?
Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrong.
That's what I'm talking about.
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Ah, I'm so happy I can't even feel my arms.
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting a live from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington, 99201, live from Studio C, second floor, Digital World Broadcast Center, the KXOY building. It is a Thursday. It's 10-3-24. Welcome.
10-3.
How cold is it?
But boy, it was cold. I don't know how cold it was, but I can tell you this. I got here to work and just said, I can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to sit in this car with the heater on for a little bit because I was a little popsicle. Actually, a very large popsicle.
Yeah?
Yeah, and so I just sat there with the heater on. I even called Steve and I said, tell you what, I'll see you in about 12 minutes. And he was like, okay.
12 minutes, very said, random number.
I'm just
going
to sit here. Well, it was at like 5:55 or something. I said, how about that? I meet you around there.
I got you.
And yeah. He was like, okay, that's very specific. I like that. I said, yeah, I just need some time in this air right now.
35 downtown. Susan has texted in already. Let's see, where does she live? I'm going to guess a home. North Idaho. Looking forward to maybe a 70-degree day sometime this weekend, but it's 23 at her house right now.
Oh, geez, 23?
Yeah, how about that?
Well, we're not that cold, are we?
35. But that's why there's a frost warning or something till 10 o'clock or whatever it is. Yeah. Yeah, get that out of the way before next week for the food drive, which luckily at this moment...
looks a little better.
The coldest morning will be 47.
Oh, yeah, that's way better.
Yeah, that would be, yeah.
And then those 14 degrees matter. Or 12, whatever it is.
Whatever the math comes out to be, yeah.
Either way, they matter.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot. Yeah, food drive next week at R&R RV, and, you know, we'll have temperatures in the mid-70s. Looks like spectacular weather for the food drive, which, thank you. Prayers have been answered. I am a little confused. I think they're making it way too difficult here in our building to do any sort of recycling. I have noticed there's an entire garbage can for cans.
Yeah.
There's one, then there's like a bin for bottles, plastic bottles. There's two separate.
A very small bin for plastic bottles.
So dumb. Like you put like four in there and it's like,
well, here's the thing.
No more room.
The can, giant can, made sense when we had a pop machine right next to it that was cans.
That's right.
That's been gone for like 2 years.
Oh, a lot more than that.
More than that, okay.
Yeah.
And it doesn't make sense because now everything you buy downstairs is in a plastic bottle.
Plus, why are you separating cans and bottles?
I don't know. That's a great question as well. Because we probably have an aluminum guy here who...
Or
somebody's kid gets those.
Gets the tabs or something? I mean, is that still a thing?
I don't know.
So much.
But you're right. They should all be together. You know what, Jay? We're changing that.
Let's just do it.
Get a Sharpie, and we're going to change it where it says cans only.
Right.
And we're just going to write bottles and cans only.
I don't get it. And then there's...
Nobody knows. We're in charge up here now. There's nobody here but us.
We're in charge.
Yeah.
We've made an executive decision. Then there's like two bins... over here for like paper, like one says white paper only and the other one just is a bin. And I'm like, white paper only? What is that?
Not the unity we're looking for.
And then there's, Steve, I think your mic's off, by the way. I don't know if that's your side or my side. No, it's working.
Oh, okay. Is he trying to make noise?
I don't know. I was just curious. I couldn't even hear him breathing.
Oh, sorry.
No, you're good. And then somebody's just like, they don't even care anymore because it's too hard. And then there's another big bin over here. What is that one over there on the top of the stairs?
You think I know?
Have you seen that one, Steve?
Oh, no, that one. Yeah, the one that's by the copier.
Rolling one.
I think that's just paper.
I mean, why do we have so many? They're all within like 30 feet of each other. I don't. They're making it too difficult. What I do know is the person who took their wrapper from like a sandwich place and threw it into the recycling bin. I do know that one when it's all full of like oil and vinegar and stuff. That one's not supposed to go in there. I think that was just their way of saying, I'm not trying anymore.
Yeah. Well, I mean, in fairness to them, it's paper.
Yeah, it's the wrapping stuff. I don't know. Does that count as paper?
Yeah, sure. What else is it?
I don't know. You're asking the wrong guy. I don't know. All I know is I was like, well, I'm pretty sure that's not supposed to go in there.
Well, you put one in, you get 10 free or I don't know.
Something like that.
Yeah.
It's just this is making way too much. It's way too hard. Just one thing. I mean, just like your house. You just throw it all in there.
It does make it easier.
I don't know why we're separating it all out here. Just way too. I mean, I feel like we did that in what, the 80s? 90s maybe?
Yeah.
It's just going to end up in the trash, Kev.
Well, again, we're going to fix the pop, the cannon bottle thing.
Yep.
And if somebody comes after us about it, then we'll just say, oh, sorry, we were just trying to help.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
You know what? Stick with your original thought and we'll see. Maybe it pans out.
Well, it won't because... You can't eat wood.
is it, you were asking if it's edible?
Kevin James.
Unless you're like, you know,
a beaver.
Right, or a termite.
Kevin, a beaver?
Kevin, you got
I do not have a beaver in my pocket. Thanks for asking.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Hey.
Hi.
How you doing,
How
man?
You guys doing? Yeah,
good to see you, bud.
I almost had a accident. I guess it's the same sort of sometimes,
isn't
it?
Yeah, it feels like it when you said it.
An incident can be an accident, and an accident could be an incident.
Yeah, for sure.
Because what do they have on the freeway if you have a big accident?
An accident?
Yeah.
Which team comes out there?
Oh, the incident response team, you're saying.
There it is. Yeah, it's not the accident response team.
Yeah, because sometimes they respond to things that aren't accidents.
Yeah, like an on purpose.
Like,
somebody went out there and just dumped manure everywhere.
I don't know that one, but...
That would be an on purpose, not an accident, but there would still be an incident.
They'd have to have two teams under your guideline. They would have to have an accident response team and an on purpose response team.
That's true. But no, I think they're both fine because they're both incidents.
Yeah, just one team incident. Yeah,
incident.
I like
that's why it covers it. So I had an incident last night where... I've been sleeping in my recliner, and I figured out that I can go all the way back in it,
right?
And then, you know, legs all the way up,
yeah,
putting my legs up in the air a little bit, whatever, okay? But somehow last night, my booty kept sliding. I was down lower in the chair than I should have been.
Ooh, got low.
Yeah, I got low, Steve. That is exactly right. So I got low. So then my legs were kind of hanging over the end of the chair, right?
Sure, I see what you're saying. Yeah, he slid down, yeah.
But then all of a sudden I kind of moved, like shifted my weight to do something, and the recliner just went whoop, bonk.
Oh, it went forward?
Like a teeter-totter.
Yeah, yeah.
It went forward and hit the ground, and I was like, whoa.
Did it vault you out?
No, it did not. Luckily, man. Jay, there was enough.
Now that would have been an incident.
And then what was weird is I was like, this is kind of comfy.
To be with your feet down?
Yeah, my feet were down, and I was at a, you know, like a 45, basically.
Oh, like it was ready to
vault. With the back of the chair up in the air,
gotcha.
And
yeah.
It wasn't enough to toss me out, so we did not have an accident or an incident, but it was close. And then I thought, well, this is probably not very good for the chair.
Oh, wow.
Right?
Sure, I see what you're saying.
It doesn't seem like that's how they're designed.
Not supposed to be that way.
To be setting on the... Would be what, the footrest is what's holding it up now?
Oh, man, yeah.
Yeah, so I thought, well, I should probably put that down. So then I just leaned my weight back, and as soon as I did, wham, it slammed down to the ground, and I thought, whoa.
Also, recliner, perfectly named. Like, couch, I don't know. What? I don't understand that name.
Yeah, I think I've looked it up before with couch, too.
Really?
And it was so uninteresting that I never continued to care.
Yeah.
But you got a recliner. Nail it.
Nailed it.
Hello, my name is Producer Steve.
Love
Producer
Steve.
Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Nailed it.
I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is
Producer.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, it's true. Ooh.
Sure.
All ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show, the one and only Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Sure.
Sure, yeah, I mean, he loves it.
Well, you guys have seen my resume, my LinkedIn page, perhaps.
No. I mean,
I haven't, but
well, maybe you should take a gander.
Yeah, I'm sure it's awesome.
Yeah, it's probably it's something on there, though. Both places.
Yeah,
it says I'm familiar with Excel.
Oh,
oh, really?
Oh, yeah. You know, it's one of the skills that I have.
Who knew?
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, at least I thought that until yesterday.
So you got so much for that on the page.
Yeah, maybe I should take it off.
Right.
Well, here's the thing. So yesterday, one of our coworkers was trying to create a document on Excel.
Okay.
And he was trying to sort it by date, mm-hmm. like September, October, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. I understand dates.
And okay.
But thank you for over-explaining.
But then also, well, here's the thing. Because he wanted to create one column for that.
Right.
And then one column with the year.
Okay.
And then sort it by month, but make sure it was going chronologically by year as well.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Okay, yeah, I gotcha.
So super confusing because he's using two different...
Yeah, it doesn't seem like a good idea,
no,
but
yeah.
Excel could cover it.
Yeah, well, that was the thing. It was like, how many people does it take to figure out how to do this in Excel? Because he asked me for some help, and I was like, well, I know there's a way to do it. And then we were, because he was like trying different things, and you know, you can sort, and he was only getting the option of like sorting A through Z because he had it labeled, you know, September, October, you know, and it was
right.
trying to do it alphabetically. And I was like, well, there's a different way to do this, and I think you can like customize it or whatever. And then we grabbed another coworker who was like,
was this right over here where I saw this meeting of like four or five people?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Meeting of the minds.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I called it.
Eventually, I was like, well, you can sort of do it. I figured out like a way of doing it where it's dumb and it works. But it just made me think.
Ours, Steve.
That's why you're ours. That's why we looked at your LinkedIn page and said, this guy.
I mean, it's dumb, but it works.
Right. Yeah. We call that a workaround.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We were doing a workaround.
Yeah.
And then I think the other guy figured out how to do it legitimately. But I was like, well, we've already done this. We've already come this far.
Just leave it on the workaround.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was kind of one of those situations like,
we're all about results.
What's that?
We're all about results. We don't care how you got there.
Is that right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well,
yeah,
the result might not be exactly right either.
Dang
I mean, it's right, but it doesn't look the best.
So the answer is apparently four. How many people does it take to do whatever it is you were
that
trying
to do?
That
seems like that's it. Yeah, to make one simple Excel spreadsheet. I will tell you.
Yeah.
Steve, I have dabbled a tiny bit. I used to do Excel stuff a lot a long time ago, and then I stopped doing it.
Now because, you're more of a 3XL.
Yeah, I just, absolutely. Google Sheets, Jay.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's
Google
way easier.
Google Sheets are free, baby.
Yeah, man. Get
but
that
But they're
one.
Really the same. The same concept,
yeah,
anyways.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I have done a few things, but not very good. And then my brother.
Yeah.
Who apparently runs his entire life has to be an Excel sheet. I mean, he does multi-million dollar projects and budgets and things and all this. And he's literally, we were making one for something I was doing for my business or something. And he goes, hang on, I'll send you one in a second. I go, okay. He goes, just send me the info and I'll send you one. And I thought, oh, okay. And I figured it would be like, you know, this afternoon. He'll
send like
it back
a second
to me, whatever,
is just
when
a,
he gets
yeah.
to, no, it was literally like a second, and it was the most detailed, awesome.
That's crazy.
All the math was done on it, every single thing. I was just like, whoa. He goes, yeah, that's real easy.
Well,
I said, well, yeah, but can you organize it by
by
date?
Date with a month
like
and a
August,
year?
August, November, December?
It's much more complicated than I'm making it sound.
Sure. Well, I also just got on my LinkedIn page, which I forgot I even had, and I typed in Steve Heskey, and it popped up. Stephen Heskey, morning show producer for the Jay and Kevin Show.
Yay!
Right underneath it, Stephen Heskey, PhD, clinical psychologist in Pittsburgh.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that guy.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
You went to Delish and then you got done and you did what?
Kevin James.
Well, we came back here and finished the day strong, like we do.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All righty then. Don't forget the Coyote Country app is there for you. It's free. You can download it. Take us with you wherever you go. We would appreciate it. And thank you. Oh, I wanted to ask you a question. You know, we got a bunch to get to in the audio vault.
I'm going to be here all day.
Are you? Okay, that's great.
Most of the day.
Let me write myself a note.
Me may have to leave a tad bit early today.
A tad early.
We have not heard the final results.
From yourself or from
I actually
else?
Have, you know what? I'm going to give them a little shout out.
Shout them out.
As often as sometimes can get frustrated with appointment scheduling and that type of stuff with doctors, you know, where it's like, hey, I need to get my follow-up from my hospital stay, which is supposed to be done within a week. And they're like, yeah, well, the first thing we have available is October 24th.
Oh,
and
you're boy, like, no. Yeah.
The wound care lady yesterday, Kimberly, was wonderful.
Shout out, Kimberly.
Not only made an effort to try to get me in today, but she was like, the original appointment she had was like 8-something. I'm like, not going to work.
Yeah, it doesn't
that
fit my schedule.
Not going to work, doggone it.
Yeah. Do you have some later
and
in the day?
And then she said, well, I have somebody who loves early appointments, and they're at like 9:45.
There you go.
So she said, I'll see if they want to change.
I got what you're doing.
And now I'm just waiting for the final result if that person
have
is
her come here.
Changing. Jay, I wish she could. That would be nice. If I still had the... I guess that wouldn't be home health care. That would be work health care.
Well, I understand what you're saying.
They could come here and wrap my legs.
I mean,
for
an
me.
Address is an address. What the heck do they care?
It's the work
You've
part,
slept
I guess.
Here.
I guess apparently as soon as you go to work, they can't touch you anymore.
This is messed up. But yeah, we don't have time to go into all that.
No, we don't.
Bad news for Steve. Steve likes to pay attention to expiration dates.
You guys see this? California just announced that they are banning sell-by and best-before food labels.
Ooh.
Yeah, they prefer everyone to use the more scientific method of going up to your spouse and saying, does this smell right to you?
No more labels of best-by?
Is that real?
How
wow.
weird is that?
Hmm.
I mean, Steve's kind of a stickler for it, so...
He's very mad.
Doesn't seem like he really wants that.
I don't really like this at all. No. I don't like it one bit.
Doesn't seem like you do, no. Selena Gomez is now officially a billionaire.
No, she is not.
Billionaire.
She's a billionaire?
But don't ask her about it.
I'm very grateful. I personally think it's distasteful to talk about money, but I really am... giving all the credit to the people who buy the products. They're the ones that made this dream of mine come true. So I'm really, really honored and just happy.
Yeah, she's happy. Happy.
She
to
never
be
a- sounds happy. That's just her voice, guys.
Happy to be- I'm really, really happy to be a billionaire, but I think it's really distasteful that you asked me about it.
Man, that's wild. It's because of her products, right?
Absolutely. Like her,
I forgot that she does all the beauty line stuff.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of money in that.
Apparently so. Yeah.
Because there's more and more people, more and more ladies getting rich off of it and becoming billionaires.
Yeah, absolutely.
And all that Hulu money, too.
Don't ask about it, though. Dang it. Don't ask about it, Steve. It's distasteful.
I was like, she's done a lot of good music and a lot of good acting.
You know how much music you'd have to do to be
right. That's what I thought. I'm like, getting $1 billion is very hard.
I've heard about it.
Put makeup on your face. That'll get you $1 billion.
Well, you know, the American Idol has a new judge this year. I'm sure you've heard about Carrie Underwood taking over. So they asked Luke and Lionel about, hey, you know, what's the advice that you give Carrie? Oh, and Ryan as well.
Well, I would just say, trust your instinct.
Yeah.
There are no, just trust all your instincts.
Yeah. Mine would be you.
I like that one. Top that one.
I like that. Hey, Carrie, have a lot of fun enjoying these kids. I'm telling you, have a lot of fun.
Just go out there and beat Carrie Underwood. That's all you got to do.
Yeah, that's probably the best. I mean, just go be you, and it's going to be
good advice.
It's a lot easier to just be you than it is to try to worry about trying to be somebody else. So just be Carrie. It was funny, though, how they talked to her. She was getting ready to go. You know, they're just starting the filming, so that's why it's such a big story right now. I mean, you don't get to see it, I don't think, till February. But they're starting all of the auditions and stuff. Right. And Carrie was trying to explain to her family, you know, her kids, that, hey, mom's got to go to work again.
I also want to ask about your family. What does your husband and your son think of you joining this new role?
Well, my son this morning, he thinks I'm singing somewhere. So he's like, God, please give her all the right words and help her sing great. And Mike was like, she's not singing. Like, they don't really know what I do. They do, but they don't, which I kind of love. I'm mom to them.
Yeah, it's just mom's got to go. So whatever it is you're doing, mom, hope you remember all the words. Keep it simple. It works for it actually works for judging too. I hope you remember all the words.
That is true.
That's true.
Because we've all seen the judges where they're trying to fill in. You know, it's live and they're like, well, I thought you, and then you can tell they're like burned out from the 17,000 other people they've seen that day.
Right.
And they're trying to figure out a way to say it without saying the same thing a million times. Not all that easy, I would imagine.
Yeah, no. Trying to not say the same thing of like, you're terrible. For, you know, 50 people. Well, more than that.
Yeah, you should come back. We're real honored to have you here. They've been asking some country people, you know, their thoughts. There was apparently a hubbub about why Beyonce didn't get nominated for the CMAs for the one song that she released.
Yes.
And some people were asking Luke Bryan.
I mean, listen, I'm all for everybody coming in and making country albums and all that.
Yeah.
But just by declaring that, just because she made one, just because I make one, I don't get any nominations. A lot of great music's overlooked. Sometimes you don't get nominated. Everybody loved that Beyonce made a country album.
Yeah.
Nobody's mad about it.
Yeah.
But where things get a little tricky, and if you're going to make country albums, come into our world and be country with us a little bit.
Yeah, he was saying maybe embrace the community more.
I mean, why do you think Post Malone has had
much more success?
So much success is because dude straight up loves the country music family.
Right.
He joined right into it and everybody seems to like him. Like,
yeah.
I heard an interview with Brooks and Dunn the other day and you'd think, okay, there's a couple old guys who aren't going to, they're like, man, he is the nicest kid. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. He's talented. And they just loved him.
Jumped in
to
the Nashville community. I mean, it's a fair take. Plus, you know, like Luke said, I didn't get nominated.
Very true, yes.
I mean, I don't know what you think just because you make a song or an album, you get nominated. Luke got zero nominations. And you know, so did a lot of other people. What's that?
He's no Beyonce.
And that's your audio vault for a Thursday. It is 10/3/24.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Oh, dear.
I think she's actually hurt.
No,
there.
I think.
Kevin James.
They cut my beard and forced me to eat it.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9. Coyote Country.
Jeff Dunham come back to the area in April. If you want tickets to see Jeff Dunham, we're going to play a game we like to call I Ain't No Dummy.
At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought.
Hold on a second.
You talking to me?
I ain't no dummy.
You ain't no dummy. Get it? Because
he has little dummies
little
on
dummies.
His lap.
Yeah, see, Jeff Dunham. Get it? You see what we did there?
Yeah. Those little dummies have made him rich.
Oh,
and
man.
They're such dummies, they don't demand anything.
Right, that's
true. He doesn't
true.
Share any of the money with them.
That's the best kind of partner to have.
It really is.
Yeah, it's all you. All right, so all you got to do is answer some, you know, pretty simple trivia questions. And you only need, you know, what, 60%? 509-441-0999. Call right now. Like what, 60%? So we got 10 questions.
That's right. That's I ain't no dummy status.
Yeah, I think that's right.
I mean, I don't know that it's going to make your parents real proud or anything.
Right,
but
right.
At least you're not a dummy.
Yeah, I like what you did there.
I ain't no dummy.
509-441-0999. I got some tickets for Jeff Dunham.
Yes, you panicked me for a moment. that the tickets had changed and we had just put together the game for wrong. Because that would be us. Like, we put together a game.
And they
because
removed
we thought it was Jeff Dunham tickets. And then you realize, oh, no, this is Michael Carpenter. Oh, no.
That would be hilarious, actually.
Oh, no.
Be like, oh, man. So apparently you are a dummy. No, you're fine. Jacqueline.
Yes.
How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. Heading to work.
Heading to work. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, but at least you'll be there all day.
I don't think that that was really
helpful. Yeah, I mean, well, once you get there, you don't have to go anywhere for a while.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, about
10
hours.
Oh,
10 hours.
Do you do 4 10s or something?
Oh, yeah, 4 10s.
Is that better than 5 8s?
Yes and no. I mean, it's nice to have that extra day off.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
Which day is it that you get off? Does it rotate?
No, right now it's every Tuesdays.
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
Yeah, that was not the one I was going to pick.
Yeah.
So wait, I'm sorry, Jacqueline, help me out here. You work Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday?
Yes.
Huh.
I know, it's kind of a weird...
That is interesting. Yeah, that's... All right, well, let's see. Steve, do you want to read the questions for today?
Oh, I can. All sure, right. Absolutely.
Again, it's I Ain't No Dummy. Get 60% of these, or 6 out of 10, as we like to say, and we'll get you the tickets. If not, we'll put them up for grabs for everybody else. Here we go, Jacqueline.
Ooh, the pressure is on.
Okay. It is, yeah.
Yeah, and I feel like there's a time limit within reason to answer the
question. Well, yeah. I mean, I'll have the buzzer ready if need be.
Okay, all right. Well, here's question number one. Food Drive is coming up. So how many years has the Jay and Kevin Food Drive existed?
We're giving you within two on this one.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. 10 years?
10, did you say?
Yes.
That would be a lot. That would be impressive.
Ooh, it would be, but... No, I'm sorry. That's incorrect. 29. 29 was the answer we were looking for. 29.
Right?
I know. Wow, yeah.
Dang, okay.
Yeah, that's all right. 0-1. Here we go.
Okay, this one is, what made Katie Ledecky famous? Why is she famous, Katie Ledecky?
Mm-hmm.
You might have heard her name this summer.
Right. A lot.
Olympic Games?
I mean,
that's true.
It is true.
It was the Olympic Games. Do you know what sport she does?
Swimming?
Wow.
There it is.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, she is like the world.
Yeah.
Record setting. She's just done it all.
She's Katie everything. Ledecky. Yeah, she's everything. All right, 1-1 so far. Here we go. Question number 3.
She ain't no dummy.
She ain't no dummy.
I mean, it's right there. It's on the borderline, but I think she's going to get better.
Here we go. Question number 3.
Does the average human have more than 28 teeth? Yes or no?
Mm.
Yes.
Wow. Look at that. All right.
Bingo.
I'm a dentalist. I should know that.
That's hilarious. That's funny. I would have laughed if you got that wrong. I don't know.
Me too.
You're like, let me make a call. Question number 4.
No phone in Good Friday.
Yeah, that's right.
Here's a Jeff Dunham question. Is Jeff Dunham's net worth more or less than $40 million? $40 million.
Hmm.
What was the question again? Sorry.
Is Jeff Dunham's net worth more than $40 million?
Oh, yeah.
Did you say yes? More?
She said, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. More. Yeah. You're absolutely right. Way, way, way more.
$140
million. $140
million.
He ain't no dummy.
Yeah.
No.
Seriously. You got 3 right. You got 1 wrong. You only need 3 more. Let's see how we do.
All right. Within 2, how tall is Nicole Kidman?
Ooh, I'm going to say 6'8". What do you think, Kevin? Oh, I'm not supposed to answer.
Within 2 feet. Is that what you're going
with? Yeah. Oh, it's inches. Oh.
I don't know if it's inches or not. You just said within 2.
Yeah. Within 2 inches.
Okay,
come on,
fine. How tall is Nicole Kidman?
I would say about
5'11".
Oh, wow. On the money.
On the nose.
Nicely done.
She does look so tall next to Keith Urban.
Yeah, it's to kind of, you know, all things relative.
I love Keith because he is one of those guys that is not, you know, worried about him being small.
Doesn't care.
He is just like, check this out.
Yeah, doesn't care.
Look what I got here.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, he just loves it.
All right, here we go. Question six. You only need two to go.
Gonzaga is joining the Pac-12. Name two of the other teams in the conference.
Ooh.
Sports.
Right.
You got some wiggle room, though, so that's good.
What do you think, Jacqueline?
Any idea? Oh, the dummy clock's about to buzz.
Boise State and Utah
State? She did it.
I'm going to give it to her, yeah. I'm going to give
Boise
it to her.
Boise State and Utah State. They're all states except for Gonzaga.
Right, Gonzaga State.
Yeah.
One more, right? You got yourself tickets to Jeff Dunham. You know what? She ain't no dummy. Here we go.
All right, this one I feel like you need to get exactly right. How many members are in Rascal Flatts?
I think 3, 2, 1. 4.
Ooh, 4 was incorrect. All right, that's okay. Here we go. Next question.
Yeah, 3 was the right answer on that one.
3. Yeah.
What is the fifth letter in the alphabet?
Hey, alphabet's hard.
E, she said. That was a gift. Yes, that was just.
She ain't no dummy.
Or a gif, if whichever way you say it.
Yeah, if you were a dummy, you'd get that wrong.
You would. We'll get you those Jeff Dunham tickets, Jacqueline. Congratulations. Enjoy second day in your new week working this week.
Thank you.
Oh, wow. That's complicated. You work Monday. You have Saturday, Sunday off. You work Monday. Then you have Tuesday off. Then you work Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. It's an interesting schedule. I guess that's just because maybe the dentist wants to have Tuesdays.
It's got to be
what it is. It's the whole Taco Tuesday thing now that I think about it.
It's got to be it.
Yeah.